I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
My name is Olive Tucker, and I'd like to welcome you to the Tuck In podcast. Each week, myself and my two sisters tuck into different life subjects with three different points of view.
Hi, I'm Sandra, and I've got middle child syndrome.
I'm Catherine, and I'm the eldest.
And in this episode, we are going to tuck into all things social media dating. Mm. Din, din, din. Okay, so I'm a little bit torn with this one.
Okay.
Reason being, I want to ask you two gals, and I want to explain my own insight on this. Do you think online dating is a must for people? Or, let me flip it a bit, can you still meet people out in a pub or a club?
I think if you're single, yeah, definitely you can. Online dating wouldn't be for me, even if I wasn't.
Right, let's break that down. So this is the first part of the question. Right, why, Sandra? I could see you, you know, being a keyboard warrior.
Oh, I can be a keyboard warrior, but I'd rather sit and meet someone face to face, because you don't know what you're getting when, well, I don't think personally, you don't know what you're getting when it comes to dating online. Like, I wouldn't like to be the next generation now coming up dating. I'm glad that I have my husband and I found him the way I did. That's great. Online wouldn't be for me. I'd like to see what I'm getting in the flesh. Because with most of it,
see what I'm getting in the flesh. It's like buying a lump of meat.
I know. Buying a lump of meat.
She's a butcher's. I'll have that one there.
No, because you could be looking at this hunk of chunk on the like website or whatever, and then you get the little skilly Millie Vanilli walking towards you. Not for me.
So you're afraid you're going to be catfished?
100%, yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of people are catfished. And I'm afraid my kids are going to get catfished, so they're not going to be meeting people online. I'm going to steer them away from that.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm going to circle back to that in a few minutes, because I need to get into that. Catherine, what are you thinking? Could you do it?
No.
Why?
Because I'm very much, I can't even shop online. I have to see what I'm getting.
Exactly, so like
going
exactly.
into the shop.
Oh, yeah. She's one of those touchy feely types.
Yeah, I need to see it. Yeah. I hate this business of we don't have it here, but you can get it online. I can't go online and look at people and go, oh no.
I just swiping business.
No. Swipe left.
What do you swipe left or right and swipe?
Come here.
I don't know.
I'd give it a go.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would. I'd just be open to it. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that you can still meet a fella on a night out. Like, I mean, I went to Bingo Loco a couple of weeks ago and there was a herd of men. And I think if you have even half a personality, you could pick somebody up.
Oh, definitely. I don't think that's gone.
That there's this thing now, online dating. Like, so say, for example, right, you're chatting back and forward. Like, I'm not the best of a speller. So what if I'm spelling a load of shit wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
He already thinks I'm a tick.
Yeah. No,
do you know what I mean?
I hate texting.
No, I'd rather do.
So
I would be cautious of that, but like, I would give it a go. I'd be like, listen, but I don't think I'd come across great in the dating world. I think I'm the type of person that you have to meet face to face. You either like me or you don't. I'm an acquired taste.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we know that.
And I don't think you can gauge that when you're online dating.
But I don't even think you're 100% right in that. But then it's the whole talking on the line and you do your text. And then you have to go and meet them.
So that's generally what you do when you see when you're going to meet someone.
No, yeah. So if you meet someone in a nightclub and you get talking and you spend a few hours together and you don't get to know them, obviously, but if you're just texting back and forward and then you have to, do you not think it's going to be awkward when you go and meet them for the first time?
I don't think it would be a rapport because you're sending messages. So you're kind of going, hey,
messages,
how's it going?
Messages. I'd rather be face to face.
Yeah, because sometimes messages come off wrong.
They come off very wrong.
Do you know what I mean? Some people think they're funny and they're not. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it wouldn't be my cup of tea at all.
So, right, we take it from the online dating to we're meeting them, the first meet, right? So, I don't know. This blows my mind. I'm never going on a date with you if you're asking me to go for coffee.
Okay, like, that's not a date.
No, this is a thing, right? So this is a thing that when you're at the meeting someone online or you're swipe left, Tinder, Hinder, Pinder, wherever, plenty of fish, plenty of dogs, all of that jazz, right? I wouldn't be experienced in this world, but I would give it a go, but under no circumstance, don't ask me to meet you in a coffee shop. I need to be highly intoxicated if I'm meeting
you. But then false pretenses.
But I'm okay with that.
Are you?
Yeah.
So then what happens when them drunk guards come down and they see the real you?
Well, I'm not.
They're on the hill, Sandra, and they're gone.
I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about me.
Save he's a serial killer. Is that what I mean? During the day to check it out and see what he's like.
Come here, who wants to, I can't.
You don't know.
Like, okay, so you go into a coffee shop, you're sitting down, tea, coffee. What if he doesn't take his tea the way I take mine? He likes
well, that's okay.
But you have to suss this fucker out.
Is that a game changer if he doesn't take his tea the same way as you?
No, but like.
Then,
I hope you walk into a nightclub or a bar. I'm meeting some stranger you don't know and taking his word for what he's going to put on a message. Not a hope.
No.
Pulls out a fucking axe or something. And
calm down.
Now we've really took a turn there now.
Yeah, but pulling axes out.
All I'm saying is, I'm not going to Starbucks to meet you on a first date. Like, come on now.
I don't think a lot of people do.
Oh, no, I think they do.
Would. If I had to do it, I would want to see you during the day to make sure you're actually what you say you are.
I'll go to the cinema so I don't have to talk to you.
Oh God, and then we have to try and put the arm over and they go, what if they're a force-based monster and all that?
No.
I remember years ago, right, here's one for you. This person I walked with told me they had tickets to a show that their friends were letting them down with.
And oh my God, is this a date?
Curtis Steiger.
Yeah.
Curtis Steiger, I remember this.
Is this a date, like?
And I was like, yeah, no problem, I'll go. I walked to the person, it was Grant.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, we're going to go. And in the middle of the concert.
Or he put his arm around you.
He told me.
He felt your boob.
That he bought the tickets. And had a bet with the lads and walked to say that I wouldn't say yes.
Wow.
He wanted to take me out and wouldn't ask me. It was a bet. Well, the bet was that he hadn't got the balls to ask me.
Oh, no, no betting. No betting.
No, Sandra.
That's wrong on all levels.
It was.
Betting.
Taxi for one. Home.
She's the most unapproachable person.
I don't give him have a bit.
I'm not saying, but give him a bit of credit. She was, if you ask her what time it is, she looks at you like she gives you the death stare like she wants
look,
to kill
apart
you.
Apart from all, I can't get past the bet.
The poor fucker.
No, yeah. I can't get past the bet.
Well, I just said,
so
look,
you didn't win this bet, obviously.
No, we lost.
Fuck him then.
Yeah, exactly. And then it was a case of, even if you had asked me to go, I probably would have said no. And I probably wouldn't have. But I was disgusted.
Why?
Like,
I'd be disgusted.
Raging.
Yeah,
I was like, why would you do that?
Why would you do that to somebody? That's wrong.
But we're missing the point here that he actually liked her, but he was just too afraid to ask her out.
So the lads bet him and that gave him a bit of energy to do
he
it?
He bought the tickets, so he told me he was getting the tickets for free. He went and bought the tickets.
Nah.
I was like, this whole thing is a lie.
You should have turned into a serial killer.
The concert was great.
Was it?
Fucking raging I was.
Now, come here.
You got something good out of it.
I jumped out of the taxi on the strand.
Was he a happy piece of ass?
No. I wouldn't even let him. The taxi dropped me to the house. I was like, I'll jump out here.
Oh, you didn't want to know where you lived?
So you were you were a bet.
Oh, yeah, it was a bet.
Yeah, no, that's not on. That's not on.
Yeah.
Is that a game changer? That's
a complete game changer.
Is it?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then he goes back and tells the lads, well, this and that and that.
I got one up.
Oh,
did you?
Yeah, high five,
don't
Dan.
Think
no.
So.
Come here, you were the talk of the office, I
think. Yeah, exactly.
No.
Although those offices are a whole other ballgame. See those Christmas parties at those offices. Like, I'm not in the corporate world.
Yeah.
Where I've watched enough programmes to know what you people in suits do.
Oh, God.
No, let's not tear everyone with the same brush.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but come on.
And I have worked in offices.
Yeah.
And I think it happens in...
Look what happened to you.
Yeah, well, I mean...
I think it happens in... Everybody has a Christmas party.
Oh, no, I get that, Sandra.
Yeah, everybody has a Christmas party.
With them offices, spicy stuff goes on there.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Like, you know, if my husband was in the corporate world, I would have to be vetting all his secretaries because I've watched enough films to know what goes on.
I think you just need, you get them films too close into your brain.
No, it happens.
Deep, 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 they go in your brain.
It happens.
And you think everybody's doing it. Because you make yourself think this. You're tearing everybody there.
I know, but Sandra, come on now, the corporate world. Like, they have a bad reputation.
Of course they do. Yeah,
but it's not fair. Not everyone's like that.
No,
so
I agree. But there is a reputation there that, you know... The office party.
12 o'clock comes.
Shit goes on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
it's stupid to say it doesn't.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But you said about every Christmas party.
I'm not going into the corporate world anytime soon.
No, I'm taking it.
And Catherine, you walked in an office and then you were the object of a bet.
I know, yeah.
Catherine, I don't think I would have taken that as offensive as you did.
I was disgusted.
I would have.
Yeah. You're dramatic. You rent a row. You love a fight. That would have been right up your stream because you would have been like to ring in everyone. We said, wait, I tell you what, underneath you'd have been delighted.
So I think you've gotten me all wrong.
No,
how the fuck do you think I would be delighted if I was the butt of a bet?
No, you're not the butt of a joke.
I'm not a butt.
No.
I'm not the butt.
Did you? Like, do you know what I mean?
I think you were.
Sandra, leave her alone. She wasn't the butt of a joke.
Oh, so you're leaving her alone. No. Point was, he was too scared to ask me. And they were like, we bet you.
So they pushed him on.
Yeah.
Don't use the bet word.
Yeah, well, he did. That was it.
Cheerlead him.
Well, I don't think I'd have ended that. I'd have said, come here, watch a minute. Now, break that down for me. When you say bet, what are you saying here? Like, do you know what I mean? Say, I really liked you, but I was just too nervous to ask you. I said, Jason, what are you about? I'm not that scary, am I?
And we're not going out again.
Why?
This is it, the one. Because it wasn't. I worked for him.
So you didn't have any, like,
him the next day and everything, though.
Ah, grand. It'd be different if you kind of liked him.
It was me workmate. Like, I was like, why were you doing this?
How was it the next day?
Was it awkward? I can't remember. I think it could have been, yeah.
I would have been.
I actually didn't.
Did he hand in his notes?
No.
Was he afraid?
But then he didn't give a ball.
No.
He didn't give a ball.
But he knew it was brazen. There was no second day.
I
bet. Or whatever.
Yeah. Thank God for that. So we lost the fucking bet.
Message was received loud and clear.
Yeah.
Good job.
Never again.
No. Not happening.
So moving on to dates, right? I wonder how would you feel as strongly as you're feeling about this? Would you go on a blind date?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't know.
I'm back to the whole serial killer thing.
I'm going to jump in here.
Silla would.
Oh, give it to me. Silla Black all day long. I would. Yeah. Fuck it. Why not?
Have you ever been on a blind date?
No, but I would. I know people who have gone on blind dates. And I have said to people, like if I have single friends, and I know there's people, single Pringles, ready to mingle out there. I'd be like, come here, would you go on a blind date? And I actually have.
But you've set up people.
Yeah, I have three marriages under my belt. So I am basically Silla Black with a bleach up. Just putting it out there. So I kind of get people. I'm like, oh, geez, they'd work together. So I have three marriages under my belt and they're very happily married.
But that's great because you can see the comparison with them and everything. But how was that person when, were they up for it like straight away? Or did you have to convince them to go on that blind date?
Well, I mean, I don't think, I don't know. It's a bit of, come on, it's a bit of fun. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be too serious about a blind date. Like if you said to me, which you did one time.
And
go on. Yeah, when you used to drag me out when I was a kid because you didn't want to be going out on your own. So you used to make me go out with you.
Yeah.
And I was only young going out to these adult places.
She's done that to me too.
Yeah, well,
so I was only following too.
Well, I mean, let's break the cycle.
FOMO and all that jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I was, say if you said to me, do you want to go on a blind date? I'd say, yeah.
Why not? Is that older when you were younger?
Younger, go for it. Let's go for it.
I don't think I would.
I don't think.
What would you be afraid of?
Again, the whole
weirdo
and the whole don't know what to talk about. And look, I'm sure people have gone out there and they're married and that's brilliant. But no, I need to be getting to know people first.
Do you?
Yeah.
But you won't go online and get to know them.
No, I want to know them in the flesh.
Yeah.
I don't want the screen in front of me.
Dip me toe in, little by
and
little.
Maybe that's your generation. We're not used to that.
But maybe yous are the weirdos. Not,
yeah, maybe.
No, well, I'm happy
to be the
weirdo.
I'm a little bit weird like that, I think, yeah.
I'm probably happy to be the weirdo.
Catherine, would you go on a blind date?
No, not a hope.
Why?
No.
It's just a straight no.
No. I'm not walking into a place that I don't know who's at the
looking for somebody holding
table.
A rose.
It's fucking roses lapel.
Oh, that's me sitting there with the newspaper under my arm.
No. Something, I'd fucking know the head would spin. I'd be like, no, get me out.
She'd be 360 out.
Even when I'm looking at people that you're like uncomfortable, like, oh no, I couldn't sit with them.
No.
I don't know why, just couldn't.
Yeah, but what if you're lonely and you've no other way? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, come here, knock yourself out.
Different folks, different
just not for me.
If you're lonely,
so
you're going to
spend the rest
it.
Of your life being lonely.
Maybe we should go to the corner shop and meet someone.
Sandra, who meets someone in the corner shop?
Well,
every
you never
know.
Is a public appearance.
You never know.
I think we can take it up a notch than the corner shop.
Well, I'm just saying, for example, you might get knocked down and the doctor looking after you might when you wake up and all that jazz. You don't know.
And they say, I live in fantasy land.
Yeah, like she's like, you've got to have your good knickers on.
That was what I was getting on. Did you remember when we were going out years ago? I'd be like, oh, make sure now everything's clean in case you get knocked down.
Well, I should hope everything be clean.
Everything is clean, Catherine. Everything is clean, Catherine.
Catherine, is that your words of wisdom? Make sure
everything's clean. Just in case you go out and you get knocked down.
Who's knocking people down?
Yes, in case you did. In case then you're on the deck and they have to like take it. Everything is all right. Everything's clean.
Oh, never mind. You could be gushing
you
of blood.
You could be dying, but the blood is okay. She's always say that.
Yeah. Make sure you're all sorted out. You never know where you're going
to
end up.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. You never know where you're going to end up. You never know what's going to happen to you.
So make sure you pay clean.
Make sure you're clean all the time.
Tights are.
Don't, you don't put where you're on. Well, you'll be fucked.
Well, I only have... No, I wouldn't. I don't wear holy tights. It was a holy sock one time. That one time at fan camp.
Just that one time?
One time. So you won't go on blind dates.
No.
So yous are prudes.
Yeah.
To a fault.
Hands up, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
And what are you saying? Are we dead set on that or never say never?
No,
like, I hope it never happens to any of you.
No, I was going to say, I don't need to. I'm very happy, so I'm not going to be going on any blind dates anytime soon.
Yeah, but you know, things can change in the blink of an eye, sister. Yeah, never say never.
I'm never saying never, but I'm never going on a blind date.
Right, so what if... Now, I think this is the one for the real book, but I want to know you as a take on it, right? Oh, and I'm going to let you have the table here.
She's very nice, very kind.
Very nice. Sharing a lot.
What if your friend's going out with someone? Doesn't work out. So he's an ex, technically. But you like him. And you and him have a little bit of something-something. And a couple of weeks pass. Is he off limits?
Yeah.
Ah, no.
Ah, yeah.
Ah, no.
You're not swapping spits with someone that's had to be much of me.
No, why would you do that? And then you've sat with them and then all of a sudden you... No.
So you're telling me that if your friend went on a couple of dates with this fella, yeah? And it didn't work out for them. He's out of bounds for you. So it's not happening ever.
Yeah, I would not.
Well, I'm going to drop a grenade in here, lads.
Go on.
I married my best friend's ex.
Good for you.
And I have to tell you, yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't
And she's my best friend to this day.
Your best friend's ex?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I never knew that.
There's something I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now when I say ex, I'm not saying they were in a long-term relationship.
I was going to say, it wasn't long-term.
Yeah, but it's exactly how I explained it to you. The, you know, had a little kiss on a night out. They knew each other.
Did they go on dates?
There was no date.
Well, there was a little me.
No, but there was a couple of things.
Did he class himself as her boyfriend?
No.
But then he's not our ex. So you need to retract that.
All right then. Yeah. So retract your own statements there. So if, for example, your friend had a few kisses, had this, that, is he off limits?
No.
If it's just a few kisses. Ah, you're backtracking
now. No, I'm not backtracking. If you're telling me it's a boyfriend, there's not a hope. There's a line you don't cross.
It's history there.
There's history there.
What if they just didn't work?
Well, then that's them.
Just let it go. Why are you bringing them back into the group again?
But what if you sell someone seconds, do you?
No.
But sloppy seconds ain't my style.
Well, I'm here for sloppy seconds.
I'd be like, why didn't they work?
Because obviously they weren't compatible.
Yeah, and that's fair enough.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, it was amicable. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm just looking for the what, you know?
Like, no one's talking about dirty laundry and jumping into a washing basket, Catherine. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, it didn't work out. And then fast forward
years later. But you didn't say, you said if hop and skip a few weeks.
Well, I'm not,
so now you're going from hop and skip a few weeks herself. And you're going to years.
But we have
now he was an ex, but then he wasn't an ex.
But me and my best friend.
It was an accountant. Not an accountant.
Sorry, is your accountant okay?
An accountant.
Are you okay?
No, now I'm getting confused. An acquaintance.
Oh, okay.
That's
an accountant and an acquaintance.
So you're now changing the whole thing.
I'm just saying that it didn't work out with them. And then a couple of years later.
So down a couple of years.
A scenario happened.
Well, then that's something different.
So that's all right.
That's something different.
So you're okay with
that. I'm all right with a couple of years. Don't give me a hop
and
skip.
And me and my best friend are still like best friends.
Yeah,
we're
talk about this.
Yeah. And I mean, we have the crack.
Do you compare the kissing?
No.
We have the crack
all the time about it. You know what I mean? Like, we do. And I have to say. But I'm just wondering, you know, the way there's this rule book between girls. Like, you know what I mean? I do agree.
Well, you broke them rules a lot of times.
And I'm happily married.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying that I'm looking for your man behind your back. Believe me,
I'm not.
I don't want to put that out there. But, you know, went on a few dates, married him and married.
Happy days.
Happy.
Perfect.
It worked out.
Good job. Congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks. But yous two will be two old spinsters because yous have just so many barriers.
I'm happy. I don't need anybody else.
I'm fine and I'm happy. That's fine. I don't even be in the mindset of, what if I need to go on a blind date?
What if
I need to go and swipe right or swipe left? No, thanks.
I'm okay. I like this, I do that. So fucking what? I don't want to know. Who cares? Who asked you?
But that's the whole thing of a date catching.
I would hate to be single now.
Would you?
That's what I said earlier on. I fear for the generation coming up and going on dates.
Sounds
I really
You
do.
Sound about fucking 90 saying that.
Well, I don't mind sounding 90. Do you not fear for the other people growing up now?
No. Because I think just different ways and means. I think if you have a personality and you want to meet someone and you're approachable, and when you're on a night out, I'd be taking notes if I was used to have your approachable face on.
I don't want to meet anyone. Nah. I don't need notes.
No, I know, but that's because you're with someone now. But what if, God forbid, you are single? Like, as in a man, happened to your husband. Are you going to be single for the rest of your life?
Yeah. I don't need anybody. Don't need no more diluting. I've already been diluting
Oh,
once.
She's gone to diluting again?
Don't fucking dilute again. Me. I'm grand. I'm all right on my own. Do my own thing. Have my own time. Fine. I'll pick up a hobby. So I'll start making jigsaws.
So you're all
again?
Yeah, I'll be good.
Make sure.
So you're going to be literally single. You don't need you don't need a little bit of like...
If something was to happen or someone you knew and something happened, grand. I'm not actively going out looking for that. I'm A-okay with that.
Are you sure?
100%.
I want a little
Look
hug.
Look at her face.
Don't fucking want.
I want a hug. She doesn't want a hug.
Oh, she doesn't want that and says the hugger.
No, not in that scenario. No.
Okay, so an sexual no.
Jesus, no. Rather that's fucking iron in the garden in the rain.
Oh, with a new sexual.
Just new people and all. Oh, no.
You couldn't do that again.
No.
Sandra, there's no way you're staying alone.
I am staying alone.
No, you're not. That's a lie.
I am staying
You
alone.
Are the most social butterfly I've ever met in my life, apart from myself. You are too needy. You are not staying alone.
I ain't needy.
You are stage 5 clinger.
Do you needy. Think so?
Yeah.
Nah.
Like your husband's going to walk, you're hanging off his leg. Don't go, don't go.
Oh, would you give over? And he was here, like, that's you. No, she fucking doesn't. No, she clearly doesn't.
Sandra, there's no way. You love love.
Oh, I love love. I think it's great.
I love love too.
No, but I'm actually hoping that I'll be loving with my husband. I don't need to go down that road.
Yeah.
I don't need to go down that
two
road.
Two spinsters.
And I'm happy to be a
and
spinster.
And I'm going to be living my best life.
Enjoy yourself. And send us a postcard.
Right.
Let us know how you're getting
so
on.
So let's hypothetically think. Yeah.
If you're loving this episode or you're just nosy, you can find more of us on Insta at Tuck In Sisters. Linktree is in the bio. Share, subscribe to the podcast. Go on, press the button. You know you want to.
Okay, let's say you're at the gone, you met some fella. I don't know who's out there for you. As they do say, there's someone for everyone. But anyway.
I had mine.
I know, yeah. But I'm just saying, on the flip chance that things change, you know what I mean? You meet someone else, say. So let's just say you're not married, you're a single pringle, you're ready to mingle, and you're meeting this fella, you're going on a date. And he's like, Gran, I'm going to meet you in such and such hotel lobby. Look at Catherine's face.
Why a hotel lobby?
Because that's just where the bar is. Are we thinking, ooh, seedy motherfucker, creepy? Or are we thinking, he wants what he wants tonight?
No, if I'm meeting someone that I don't know.
Not meeting in a hotel.
I'm taking the lid.
Oh.
So I'm going to say where we're going to meet. So I know I have a fucking exit plan. And I know where I'm going.
She knows where the fire exits are.
So when the axe comes out of the bag, I'm Gonski.
Going back to the axe.
So you'd be offended by a hotel lobby meet?
I'm not agreeing to Aten unless it's on my terms. I'm steering the ship here. So if you want to meet me,
you're
meeting where I say. We're doing what I want to do. And if you don't dance to that tune, bye bye.
She is going to be single. Because no one's putting up that shit.
Yeah,
come here, you want
to meet me. You're going to meet where I say.
But what if he says, yeah, well, come here, listen, what about such and such a.
Make a fucking effort. That's what I say. I want to do this. You're doing it now. Oh,
he probably thinks that the hotel isn't it.
What's the swipe left or right? Up or down? Yeah. I'll be fucking swiping all day.
Next. So, Sandra, you think that's a bit creepy, hotel?
Yeah, I do think it's a bit. Yeah, I do think it's a bit. Just go to a bar. Just go to a bar and just, you know, what normal people do.
You can't hear them in the bar.
What?
Sorry, what was that?
So I, like, that wouldn't, like, obviously I would think, Jase, if he wants to meet me in a hotel, I'd be like, oh, this, you know what I mean? This fella thinks that he's onto a winner tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd have to put that straight off the bat. I'd have to be like, come here, listen, nothing's happening, so we can.
And then save you, offend him, and he walks out the door.
Well, I'd be shy. I'd have to put my cards on the table.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? Simple as, like, if I'm on the, and I hold my hands up to this, if I'm on the dating scene, and you think you're going to be getting deep down the door to you with me, I want to see our paperwork. I want to know that you don't have gentle warts.
Oh, sweet.
I want to know that you are spotless clean, because I know I'm spotless clean. I've had all my appropriate tests and I know that I am inside out spotless. I want to know before your little dingle danger gets anywhere near me that you, my friend, are spotless clean.
That's a long way away.
That's right.
Well,
I'm
putting where you come there. From, where you walk, who's your man down,
what are you doing? I don't give a shit about his man where he walks. I want
to
know.
How many hospital appointments you have to have?
Yeah. I want to know that he doesn't have
where
crabs.
Have you been?
Oh, Olive, Jesus Christ.
Just saying, that is a thing that needs to be spoken
and
about.
They are big fucking things, these...
crabs?
Yeah,
they're
huge.
Big?
Well, on the beach, they walk sideways. No.
Oh, don't.
They have to be clinics, like these sexually transmitted diseases. It's a big thing.
Of course it's a big...
Wait, would you feel uncomfortable, Sandra?
No, I wouldn't. Oh, I would not. Uncomfortable.
Like, would you be like, come here, what's
sorry, where's your paper? Sorry, can I have a look at your paperwork?
No, I'm not talking about... I'm taking going to the next level here.
Bring your CV, would you? Just to make it clear, before that happens here, you wouldn't whip up your file of facts there and let me see what's going down?
No, for starters, here was a file of facts.
Do you have a green card?
I'm just saying. No. But you wouldn't have that as a topic of conversation.
Of course you would. Many parents here to have and, you know, is everything all right? Everybody would
have you got
that.
Gentle warts? Would you throw that in there?
No, I wouldn't throw that in there.
Why are sitting there?
Have you got gentle warts? And by the way, have you got crabs? Oh, well, of course I wouldn't.
Say the same
thing you would.
Oh, Sandra, I've done it.
And you said to somebody...
Done it. And I have done it loud and proud. I have done it. And I am... There's no shame in this game, sister. Because I ain't getting chlamydia for no one. And that... Because that shit lies dormant, so you don't know you have it. Until you know you have it.
All right, Dr. Olive.
No, I've watched enough Dr. Fields to know. And I have no problem in that game. Now, I'd say it tongue-in-cheek, but I'm just letting you know. Come here, listen. And this is exactly how I said, come here, listen, I'm spotless clean. And I have paperwork. So before this goes any further, I need to see your paperwork. Like, what's the situation there?
Jesus Christ.
Fucking hell.
I'm just saying. I don't find that weird.
That's a bit fucking funny.
I'm in a little bit of shock.
Do you need to take a minute?
I think I need to take 10 minutes. She's a head case.
I think I need to take 10 minutes.
Now, let me break it down. I'm not saying this on a first date. Like, he's not.
Okay. I hope not. That makes it all right then. So we're a few weeks in.
I'm just saying, we're a few weeks in. There's a few dates gone on. And I know that this is going to happen. I'm okay with that.
Oh, well, that's fair enough.
That's fine. Yeah, you're just making... You're covering all the
bases. If someone said that to you, would you be offended?
Yeah, I think I would.
Would you?
Yeah, I think I would.
Would you not be like, oh, come here?
I just don't think you need to bring that up in conversation, to be honest with you.
But what if he's chlamydia?
Take it for granted, I get what you're getting. I don't think so.
I think everybody's nowadays would be able to do their own clean up. Do you know what I mean?
What if they don't, Sandra?
Clean up.
Yeah, well, no, don't keep themselves clean. So I don't need... I don't think you need to bring it up in conversation, really.
Oh, Sandra, you can't be that naive to think that people aren't bed hopping and they're riddled with the genital warts.
Well, I wouldn't be going out with somebody that's fucking bed hopping.
But how do you know that they're bed hopping? See what I'm saying? You need lessons in this, sister.
I don't need lessons in this, sister, because it ain't happening.
No, but I'm just saying, note to self. This would be something that I'd be saying to my kids as well.
Well, that's fair enough. That's so fine.
The genital warts?
No, come here.
Don't actually does say it, come got here. Genital warts.
Come here, Nathan. No, I'm not saying that, but come here, there's places in town where I've been out. And there have been people, but now, I mean, places that you know, and I'd say, oh, get me out of here, smell of warts, smell of gentle warts, hormones all over the place, like filthy, dirty people eating the face off each other. People that are going home, one night stands, that's a whole other episode. And I know that they're not checking their credentials. So like, you wake up the next day and you're like, see, don't call me, I'll call you. But how do you know, leaving that you don't have some sort of something that you've contracted?
Well, obviously, yeah, would have to use some kind of protection.
Yeah, but some and you would think that.
Yeah.
But majority of people, actually, I refrain from saying that before they get slaughtered. Some people, now brace yourselves for this, lads, don't use protection.
No, I know, but that's just stupid. That's silly. That's asking for trouble.
Yeah.
That, like, you're playing with fire, you're going to get burnt.
But do you not think it's something that you need to put on the table before you start getting intimate with someone? Come here, listen, what's
I don't think I could do that.
No, I don't.
Give
me
your papers.
No.
Well, I'm not saying papers. I'm saying papers.
Yeah,
you're
saying papers.
Yeah, no, I want to say. And if you don't have papers...
That's a red card, you're gone.
No, and I really like them. You'll need to go and get them. No,
you'll need to just go.
So how do you go to the doctor and say, sorry, I need a referral for some tests?
No, you don't. Again,
I will educate my two older sisters on this. You can go to clinics and you can get
a general kind of
MOT. Do you have chlamydia?
Yeah.
No. Do you have the clap? No. Do you have genital warts? No. Do you know what I mean? You know, this can come out in paperwork. So like, I want to see that shit before.
That's fair enough.
You know what I mean? Before there's any naked body shit.
No, I get it, but I'm just not putting myself up for the naked body shit.
We don't have to put yourself up for
that. So you're putting yourself up for gentle warts?
I'm putting myself up for nothing. I'm grounded by I am.
She's fine the way she is. I'm fine the way I am.
Quite happy. Watch a movie. Have a bit of popcorn. Tub of ice cream.
Don't touch
gentle warts.
Yeah, back off.
Don't need paperwork.
Well, listen, I'm comfortable in my own skin that I know that I'm spotless clean and I'm a partner spotless clean and we're all good in the hood.
Jeez, I'm delighted to hear that. I'm going to sleep well tonight.
Good job. And I think if people are listening, it is not a deal breaker. Don't be afraid to put it out there, because I bet you there's some people like myself who wonder about that stuff.
I'm sure everybody wonders about it.
Moving on.
Moving swiftly on. Jesus Christ.
So let me circle back to social media.
Oh, go on.
So we all know about the online dating. You know, the market is flooded. We get it. Let's talk about this scenario where you're putting yourself out there and receiving money. You know what I'm talking about.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. Let's talk about it. So your friend comes to you and says, come here, listen, I'm thinking of setting up an OnlyFans. Fuck it. What do you think? Are you the supportive friend or are you the judgy friend?
I wouldn't be the judgy friend.
Oh, Sandra, you're the judgy friend. You're judging me already. You were judging me already because I asked for paperwork over gentle warts.
No, I didn't judge you. It just wouldn't be my ball.
Well, that's then you all. Might want to tell your face to catch up with your brain.
No, I wouldn't be that. I'd be a friend of a guy. Do you really want to do that?
Yes.
Do you really want to put yourself out there?
But there's money to be made.
Well, if that's what you're happy to do, knock yourself out.
So?
Knock yourself out.
You'd be the supportive friend.
Oh, probably. Yeah, it's not my life.
Would you do it?
Do what you... Not a hope. Fucking not a hope.
Sandra gets dressed in the
deck. Hell. No way, Jose.
Would you not?
Why would I?
Even if it was the feet thing.
I don't want it. The feet thing is ridiculous.
Is it?
Yeah, 100%
ridiculous.
Loads
of men have feet fetishes, apparently.
Well, good luck to them. So good luck to them.
If someone said to you, send me pictures of your feet and I'll give you €50 a picture.
I'd say, fuck off, you dirty fucker. No, I wouldn't.
Where are you getting these friends? Can I have some?
No,
I
hope.
I'll send pictures.
I'd be like, how many pictures? What angles do you like? Is it the big toe or the middle toe?
Do you want the big toe or the little toe?
My little toe is a bit squashed, so I can work on that. So you're a hell no.
Hell no. But look, if anybody else, different folks, different strokes, knock yourself out. Nothing to do with me.
Are you judging them?
I'm not judging. No, do what you want. Your life, you got one to live it, live it. I'm just not getting involved. Don't be asking me to subscribe because I won't be.
Would you subscribe and be nosy?
No, I don't want to see my friend on OnlyFans. Thanks a thousand.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Everyone does.
No, I wouldn't subscribe. No,
I'd subscribe if it was you and you were my friend.
Well, I have to be honest with you. There's no need because there won't be. It won't be happening.
I'd be like, I'm just supporting you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no.
I'm having a look. Catherine, what do you think?
I wouldn't do it personally, but I think knock yourself out.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all day long.
Why not? Money to be made.
Yeah, if you can make a few quid and you want it and that's what you're into, go do it.
Yeah, it's just if you're not doing it,
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
And then I'm paying to see it.
Would you subscribe?
No, I don't want to fucking see people's wobbly bits.
No, you don't need to see that.
Or any of that.
No. Yeah, but it doesn't have to be full body. Do you know what I mean?
When there's loads of stuff on it. It's not only, as you said, like it's feet, ears.
Ah, fuck off.
Do you know
off.
What
ears.
I mean?
Ears.
Yes.
How do you know this? Who's telling you this
just
stuff?
I'm saying. I'm just saying. Well, if people are showing their fucking feet, they're showing their ears.
Right, well, here's a home dinger for you. Your 18-year-old daughter comes to you and she says,
no,
come
I'm not even letting you finish the sentence.
Well, Sandra.
No.
She's 18.
So?
And she wants an OnlyFans.
Fuck no.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans?
Or only anyone, because you're going to have no friends after this podcast.
No.
But she's 18.
I don't care, Olive. Now, I'll get annoyed at this.
Oh, look right her
head. No, I will. I'll fucking wobble at this. No. My fucking daughter. No. Or even if my niece came and said to me, I'd be straight away now, and I'm staunch on that.
Yeah, but it's not you.
I don't give a bollock. She's my child. I'm sorry for the language, but not. And no. Look, you cheerlead your children for certain things in life. You do not, under any circumstances, cheerlead that one.
But maybe
in my opinion.
Maybe that's just not your era.
In my opinion. I don't give a shite if it's my ear.
So you wouldn't let her do page 3?
Not a hope.
Just thought I'd ask.
No.
What about since you were getting a gig on a magazine, they want me to model and to swimsuit?
That's a different story. That is a different story. It's not, that's modelling, it's fashion.
Hmm.
So it's like, say, for example, then, the kids walk around in a bikini. It's a bikini, it's part of your clothing. Do you know what I mean? OnlyFans, page 3 models, I am not cheerleading my daughter to do that.
But what if, and I repeat,
she wants that.
She's 18 and if you've no control
if
over
I can't
this,
stop it, well, I wouldn't be happy about it.
Would you not?
No, I wouldn't be happy. No, 100% I wouldn't.
Would you be calling the family meeting?
100%.
Would you kick her out?
I wouldn't kick her out, but I'd be, no, I'm not supporting. I'm not here for that.
You're not here. Even if
it actually makes me feel a little bit ill.
Even if there's loads of,
like, it makes me feel a little bit ill.
Even if there's loads of money rolling
I don't
in.
Give a shite.
Okay, moving on, Catherine.
Yeah, I don't
My kids
care.
Aren't doing it.
No. Not doing it.
No.
Is your kids? Oh, sorry, go on, Catherine. I don't actually want to know her answer. I really don't want to know her answer.
No, my kids aren't doing it.
No,
I'm not having it.
But you've no control over it.
I'd ban everything.
Like what?
I don't know. Wi-Fi is gone. I'll pull the whole lot. I'd be like,
I'm actually going to go and get her kids.
Kids? I'm not saying I'd let my kids do it. I'm just saying, lads, you got to be a bit more open-minded.
I just look at this open mind. Jesus Sandra. Christ. Just being open-minded and just guiding your kids, Olive.
Okay. So you're opposite. I feel the tension coming off.
Yeah.
No. You need to cool the jets and take a breath for a minute. Catherine, you're just no.
No.
But like,
I've no problem if my friends, like my age or whatever, want to do it, and that's grand. But my kids, I don't think I would. No, I would probably try and stay them somewhere else.
Oh, right, well, let me flip this on its head for a minute. Your kid comes to you and she says, I want to go on Love Island.
Oh, no. I couldn't sit and watch. No.
I'd be like, you go, girl. You do your thing, chicken wing. I'd be like, listen, really? Make a show of me and your dad and I'm going to kill you. We would have a family meeting and I'd be like, go for it. But just remember, what you're putting out there, you're putting out there for life. But I would say,
but
yeah,
that's
go
the same
for
thing
it.
As OnlyFans, you're putting out there for life. It's captured, it's done.
You yeah. have no control over how they're going to edit all that.
I don't yeah. want control. Like, if my 18-year-old comes to me and says, I want to do that, like,
I know, it's
no, I would. I would have issues with the OnlyFans. And I agree with you, dear. Yeah. I wouldn't yeah. I wouldn't be all the way you are, like, losing the plot and all. I'd try and be cool, calm and collective. And I'd say, listen. And I'd go down all the, you know, avenues of it. But if Love Island popped up and they wanted to do it, again, 18, 20, 21... Like, what can you do?
You can't do anything. You can't do anything. But as Catherine's made a very good point there, you don't know how they're going to edit it. That would be the fear for me. Like, if she went on there and it was a platform to get to another place, like, that's fine. But I would be fearful of how she would come across. Or he, because there's boys on there as well.
Yeah.
How your son would come across. I don't think I could sit and watch it.
I don't think
I could sit and watch it.
Oh, I'd be sitting there with the popcorn. Pass me the nachos.
Oh, no, I don't
and
think I could
And if anyone
sit and
spoke horribly to my kid, I'd be on the next flight over there and I'd be like, kill, kill, kill. I don't know. I would be open-minded to that. Now, look, I'm not saying she's doing it or acting like that, but I wouldn't shoot at them. Not that I want to be a momager or acting like that, but I mean, you just don't know what's under you. Look at people that have gone on them programmes and look at the opportunities and the doors that have been opened. You could be standing in the way of your own kids' futures.
Yeah, but then you've also got to look at all of people that have gone on that programme went the opposite way.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? So 100%. That's my fear. And I don't want my child to put herself up for that.
You have to back them a certain percent.
Of like, course you do. Of course like you do.
You can't obviously say no to everything.
No.
But
so what are you saying to Love Island, Catherine? Are you saying no?
I'm not saying no. But I'm making sure they're well aware that whatever goes out there, you can't take back and not everyone's going to like it.
Yeah.
So you're stuck with the haters if you have them.
Yeah.
So once you're up for that and they're okay, you can't, at that age, there's not, what can you do? You can't pin them down and lock them in their room.
And you can't wrap them bubble wrap.
You can't bully them or tell them lies. Yeah. Like when that kid, you can, spin a few spoofs. This is going to happen yet, or, you know, you can't do that because the bogeyman, or, you know, mm-hmm. none that's going to work.
The
that's
human?
Anyone. I'm the bogeyman.
The boogeyman.
The bogeyman. Whatever. The bogeyman.
Bogeyman. Sandra, you look like you've come back to colour now.
I'm
you know,
glad.
You were a bit red
yeah,
there for
was,
a minute.
Yeah, I was.
Right, I'm going to give you one more humdinger.
Oh, here we go.
Let's set this place.
Let's go.
Let's set this place on fire. Age gaps. Your 17-year-old walks in, she's like, oh my God, I'm at the meeting the man of my dreams. I love my love, my love. And you're like, oh, I'm delighted for you. He's 40.
Oh, no. Do we?
I'd be like, I have a sister that likes to date. I'll give you the papers.
So.
It's a bit strange.
But it's more than strange. It's bleeding downright creepy.
Yeah. Oh, it's 100% creepy. But I also think as well.
Downright creepy.
It is. I think as well, like if your daughter's coming in, say at 18, 19.
17. I'm after throwing 17 out
right,
there.
17. Oh, I don't know. I don't know where it would sit with me. I'd rather have a boyfriend that's probably 5 years older than her.
I'd be like, get him over here now. I want to meet him.
Yeah.
Want to meet him right now.
What's his agenda?
And then.
Yeah, what's his agenda?
When he comes over, I'd say to my husband, start flipping tables and chairs. Kill him. Take him out the back.
By the throat.
By the throat and tell him never to grace these doors again.
Right, so let me ask you a question. What if your son comes in when he's 17? He says, I'm at the falling in love and at the meeting and she's 45.
Oh, no, her ass is grass. Oh, no, I'm flipping chairs. I'm like, that's great, son. Get her over. I'm having a dinner party. I don't even cook. And I'm giving her the death stare. And when he walks out of that room, I'm like,
stunning and she's better looking than you.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What is wrong with
you? But, Mar,
you?
I love her.
I'm delighted for
Mar,
you.
No, I love her,
and
Mar.
That's a great story. I'd be saying to her, you break up with him delicately.
But I can't, Mar. I love her.
Oh, when I'm
after proposing to
No.
Actually, the wedding's booked.
No.
I'm going away to get married.
I'd have to say to her, come here, me and you need to have a chat. You need to get your Nikes on your bikey and get the hell out of here. Immediately.
Then say she says no.
Yeah.
Listen, she's a fucking brave woman to say no, because I'd have no problem setting anywhere on fire.
So then he goes, Mo, well, I'm moving out and I'm moving in together.
Yeah, I'm moving in, Mara.
Oh, don't
and you've
start.
Lost
I'm
your getting, son.
I'm actually
no,
starting. I'm starting to hyperventilate.
Yeah. I love it.
I'm actually starting to sweat. I'm starting to sweat. I'm like, I'd be like to me, so did you? Yeah, yeah, that's great. Sorry. Tell her to come over.
Yeah, but no, man.
They've moved out now. He's gone. He's picked her over you.
And our three kids.
Oh, don't wind me up. So now he's a baby sugar daddy.
And they call you nanny.
Yeah. No.
Nanny Olive.
Look at me, young one.
it's more than Nanny Olive. I can't. No, I want to be glam grand. You know what I mean? I already have that out. They don't call me Nanny Olive.
What can you do? There's nothing you can do.
Oh, my God. I actually think I need to have a lie down.
I think you should.
Yeah. You'd have to embrace it.
No, Catherine, you wouldn't have to embrace it. Well, I would.
Well, you're going to lose your son.
Well, I'm going to try my best not to know. I am going to go full throttle psycho mammy on her. You know what I mean?
Like, because, you're going to do that on.
No,
you
I'm not.
You best friend. You could have gone out doing tequila as well.
No.
Say you don't like her and she's the same age.
No. All of the above. I go, shit, what she looks like. But I am not having her anywhere around. I don't care what she is. No, I'm all about like, okay, a 10-year gap I can walk with. 40-year-old Elwyn and I'm sorry, coming in with my son. It's not happening, lads.
Well, he's gone, he's moved out, so you're fucked.
No.
You've lost him.
You've lost him.
We didn't talk to you anymore.
See you later, man.
No.
It was nice knowing you for 17 years.
No, I'm going
to have... wait for me?
Yeah, well, your kids are doing OnlyFans.
Oh, that ain't happening.
My son's after running off for a 40-year-old.
And I'm living in my house. I'm young.
And spinster. What a net over her head.
And isn't that the why she takes the safe bet? Isn't that why? Because then none of this shit can happen.
Yeah, exactly.
No, in fairness now, I've had my brushes already with like a partner or two from my children.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, no, that's not happening. Yeah. Red flags. And she's like, what do you mean red flags? Red flags all over them.
Get rid.
Well, I'm going to go. I'm going to take a breath. I'm going to have a lie down and I'm going to take two paracetamol.
Well, I'm glad I'm back to life.
My head's hopping over that. I'm going to go home. I'm going to have a little family meeting now.
Yep.
Don't bring anyone to this house unless they're within the realms of your age.
She's locking them in.
I'm locking it. I'm keeping them forever.
Yeah.
On that note, let me know how you feel if you're 17 walked in with 40-year-old. Let me know. But I have to tell you, I need to lie down now.
Do, please do.
I'm exhausted.
Go. Get yourself a cup of cha-cha.
Me and my paperwork. Me and my non-genital warts are leaving the building.
Oh, thank God. On that note, we're gone.
Cheerio, people.
See you later, guys. Bye.
Well, that's a wrap. And if you love this episode, go on and follow us on Insta at Tuck In Sisters. Linktree is in the bio. Share, subscribe on the podcast. Go on, press the button. You know you want to. And on another note, I'm going to give you some fabulous information. The sexual health free testing, SH24, I repeat, SH24.ie. You can go and get all the paperwork you want off them. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.